This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Vincent Price bit. I love it.
I do just want to know, like, what about an audio vault when it was sent? Did we ever say, like, make it as creepy as possible?
So you guys want Goosebump vibes? You want Nickelodeon late night?
Hey, we're going to do this segment where Darius and GP find some audio that they really like that people will be entertained by. We'll put it into one jam-packed few minutes, and we'll just play a bunch of funny clips on the radio. This guy goes, I got an idea.
I got some. Make a bold choice in an audition.
When you emailed that into production, Darius, did you say, let's make sure it feels like you're about to watch the movie Halloween?
I definitely did not say that. I'm actually looking for the actual email to make sure, but I know for sure I did not say that.
Yeah, no. We're doing an audio vault, so sound effects with the audio vault, blah, 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 asterisk. Go down to the bottom, asterisk is, make it sound like it's the beginning of How to Tell Scary Stories in the Dark, like audiobook.
Was the word creepy used? Because to me, that comes back to us as, let's make it creepy. It's just supposed to be a fun time, but I like it. I like where we're at. I wouldn't replace it. It's just pretty amazing. All right, it is time, though, for the Creepy Audio Vault. We will start with Dan Campbell, my guy. Not so much Danny's guy. This is Motor City Dan Campbell. So you may have watched Monday Night Football, Danny.
Yes.
The Lions hung 42, got to 3-1. Anyone else know any teams that scored 42 on their way to 3-1 this week?
Yeah, I got to look around a couple here.
Jared Goff did not throw an incompletion. That's also relatable content.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback here doesn't throw many incompletions either. But Jared Goff, 18 of 18 for 292 yards and two touchdowns. So Campbell gets to the podium, and he's asked about Jared Goff's perfection, the fact that he set the record for not throwing an incompletion, basically, for an entire game, 15 or more passes to complete 100% of his passes that hadn't happened before. Dan Campbell had just gotten done giving out game balls. He didn't realize that he hadn't thrown an incompletion, so he forgot to give Goff one, and he felt bad about it.
Yeah, well, I just gave the game ball to somebody else, so I feel awful right now. I knew he played a heck of a game. I did not realize he was perfect. I did not know he was literally 18 for 18. But I knew he played really well. You could feel it.
You don't throw an incompletion. You go for almost 300 yards, perfect passing. Your coach is handing out game balls. This guy played well. This guy did a good job. And he doesn't realize that you didn't have any incompletions.
Yeah, and he caught a touchdown pass.
That's a little minor detail.
You got to throw the praying mantis a game ball there, don't you?
7-yard touchdown in Dan Campbell. Now, maybe a PR guy or someone could have helped him out. You know, a lot of times they'll go over the stats and they'll give him the book and they'll say, make sure you mention this, or here's the first time we've done this in 15 years. I guess going into the game ball presentation, you don't normally have to address the coach, but it might have been nice to just throw the bone at him and say, hey, by the way, Jared Goff didn't have an incompletion today. Let's make sure he gets a game ball. Wasn't on Dan Campbell's mind.
He's old Motor City's probably, you know, waxing poetic about a fullback on a 2-yard game because they established their will or some kind of other jargon where they ate kneecaps in shallow water and there was a shark there and they're the shark in this one and that's really good. So, yeah, probably forgot that throwing the forward pass got them the 42 points.
I know we're not Detroit sports radio, but I heard this on one of the talking head shows this morning on ESPN.
The shouty shows.
One of the shouty shows. Is Detroit the new America's team?
Well, they have been since Hard Knocks, in my opinion. Now, they are going to be around long enough. Like, this is now year three of them being pretty good. Because halfway through 2 years ago, they turned it on and almost made the playoffs. Last year was the year where they were really good. And then this year, they're 3-1. They're going to be one of the top teams in the conference. Eventually, that isn't as fun anymore. There's another new upstart team, like, say, Washington, as an example, that gets the cologne if the Commanders were ever smart enough to go on Hard Knocks. But I digress. But, yeah, I think people love the Lions. I said to Ryan, like, after week one, I was like, now that Kirko's not in the NFC North with the Vikings anymore, I was like, the Lions might be my NFC North kind of team that I pull for. That might be a team I want to see do well, even though Ben Johnson made me look like a horse's ass.
I wonder. Because that's so hard to gauge and measure, right? I mean, the Cowboys still get the most attention. Like, Ed Warder has to stay there for 24/7, 365 because Jerry Jones sneezed or, you know, Dak Prescott, wiped his brow and threw a towel on the ground. So they have to cover it. But in terms of likability, I think they have the highest Q rating or like the highest percentage of people a positive association. When you say Lions, I think the most number of people are like, oh, yeah, I like the Lions. It's fine.
Speaking of Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson alert.
Wait a minute.
Ben Johnson alert.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Ben Johnson alert.
Dust this one off.
Uh-huh.
Who's he going to leave at the altar this year? Two seasons ago, it was the Panthers. We're all the way down the way, and then we go, never mind.
Nah.
This year, I mean, the Commanders had their tux on. The Commanders were standing at the altar. The best men were behind them. Their best man stepped up and said, don't worry, buddy. She's walking out here any second. She's coming. The music was playing, man. And then the phone started ringing. Hey, Grant, we got a call for you. Now, I was 30,000 feet in the air with Harrison Rails and company, you know? I'm on my way to Detroit. He's not coming.
Wait, what?
Who's he going to leave at the altar this year?
Hold on. He said what?
Second straight week with a trick play touchdown for old Ben John. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, how about Tom Brady versus Baker Mayfield? Baker Mayfield came out this week when asked on some podcast about all the players loving him and how he's awesome and he's Mr. Cool Guy. Everyone wants a piece of old Baked Daddy. I'm Mr. Baked Daddy. I'm the cool guy. I'm the Baked Daddy, right? Mm-hmm. So he was talking about how Tom Brady was essentially high-strung. It wasn't that fun. Yeah, they won, but he's not fun to be around. I'm paraphrasing, but he takes it seriously. No one can really laugh. There's no jokes. I'm a different kind of guy. I'm the fun substitute teacher.
I'm the fun guy.
Tom Brady didn't like that very much. This was Tom Brady while calling the Bucs game with Baker Mayfield at the controls playing well this week on Fox.
Said, quote, they wanted me to come in, be myself, bring the joy back to football for guys who weren't having as much fun. It's funny because you've made this environment for me very stressful up here in the booth, so I understand where he's coming from.
Do you feel it?
No.
Over stress? No. Well, I was going to say, I thought stressful was not having Super Bowl rings. So there was a mindset of a champion that I took to work every day. This wasn't daycare. If I wanted to have fun, I was going to go to Disneyland with my kids.
Yeah, so, as you were saying, go ahead. I feel like there's more in there to say.
There's a way to approach this game.
Yeah.
And it's that with the right mindset and try to push each other outside of our comfort zone. And great teammates do that. You come in, I have someone like Gronkowski, I have someone like Evans. There's high expectations for us. We got to make sure we go out there and deliver.
I was kicking guys in the butt. Sorry we won a title.
You heard the one pause in there where Kevin Burkhardt's like, he was actually picking up the microphone that Brady dropped on that one. He had to retrieve it and say, there's more. Go ahead and say more stuff.
Just because people may not know this, that was edited from, there was a play.
Yes.
And then they got back to the topic. But your point is correct. I think you did pick up the mic that had just been dropped.
Just doing bits.
As good as that was from Tom Brady, Doug Peterson had a rough day at the podium. Not his best press conference. I got two Doug Peterson clips here that I thought were hilarious. The first was he was asked about his job security because he's a few years into his run in Jacksonville. They're getting worse. His quarterback is getting worse. He's an offensive-minded coach who's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer, and they're the only 0-4 team in the NFL at this point. And let's just say he didn't like the question very much.
Okay. Start worrying about your status.
My status?
Yeah. After an 0-4 start.
I mean, no. I mean, it's kind of a strange question, but okay.
Ain't that strange?
How strange is it, coach?
Ain't that strange? Adjust your visor more. Yeah. 0-4 start after a huge failed expectations the year before. Coming off a 9-8 season 2 years ago when they won a playoff game, that epic comeback against the Chargers. Everyone goes, this team's next. They're on deck. Now, that 9-8 finish isn't terrible, but it's not what everyone thought. And now you're off to an 0-4 start, the only defeated team in the league. It ain't that crazy of a question.
Oh, it's not crazy at all.
Yeah.
I mean, players are chirping.
Yeah.
People are not happy. The culture is not good. You know why players are chirping this week? You know why they're not very happy? Because in that same press conference, that same Doug Peterson did something you very rarely hear.
Uh-huh.
He did the, I can't score touchdowns.
Oh, you got to love that.
The players need to stop sucking thing.
Is there any chance you take the headset over just to change this thing up?
For what? I thought he called a great game. We, as coaches, we can't go out there and make the plays, right? It's a two-way street. So, you know, you guys can sit here and point the finger all you want, and that's fine. Point it right at me. I can take it. Okay? I can take it. So, whatever you want to ask me, say, whatever, write, go ahead.
First of all, you're not taking it very well, because you just told me it was a weird question. And also, that is the ultimate backtrack. He basically was like, yeah, coaches, man, we can just coach. These guys got to play better. By the way, I'm the reason. What did I just say? I just put my foot in my mouth? Let me make it really obvious. Call on me. I'm 40. I'm a man. No. You just said the thing you can't say.
All right. Listen, guys, I need some help. PR staff. Grant, Darris, Ryan, I've lost something. I lost the locker room. Where do I get that? I can't find it anymore because I lost it when I said that ridiculous thing.
0-4. Those teams with the coaches that say weird things at the podium that don't win very often must suck to be them.
I bet you needs the analytics of football. Somebody drop that off to that guy. He's floundering down there, for Christ's sake.
Might be time for the analytics of football. Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh, there has long been speculation that they are not in the friendliest, coziest relationship. Remember, there was the weird video of Rodgers kind of shoving him away on the sideline that he downplayed, said he just told him 2-score lead, which you go back, you look at his lips, he probably did. That might have explained that moment away. But really, since Robert Saleh decided to call out Aaron Rodgers for his unexcused absence whenever they had already told him, yeah, it'll be unexcused, but we know you won't be here because he's got to do his retreat bit that he was doing during OTAs. It just seems like there's been friction.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty clear. Aaron Rodgers does not respect Robert Saleh very much. That is what I took out of this clip here. The backstory is that the Jets had 5 pre-snap penalties from their offensive line. I believe 4 of them were just true-false starts when Aaron Rodgers was using his cadence to try to get the D-line to jump from the Broncos.
He got someone to jump.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best all-time at drawing defenses offsides, and then the best all-time with a free play at chucking it downfield and making a play. He's done it his entire career. When asked about it after the game, Robert Saleh didn't say, yeah, we need to stop jumping offsides, basically. He said, maybe Aaron Rodgers' snap count needs to be dumbed down a little bit. Maybe he's trying to do too much pre-snap. And if you're going to critique the smartest guy in the room, you best not miss.
The cadence specifically, Robert said, that might be something you guys have to dial back a little bit. Is that something you think could potentially help the situation?
It's one way to do it. The other way is hold them accountable. I mean, we haven't had an issue. We've had 1 false start. Morgan had 1 false start, I believe, until this. So, you know, it's been a weapon. We use it every day in practice. We don't, you know, we rarely have a false start. And to have, I don't know, 5 today, it seemed like, 4 or 5. Yeah, that seems like an outlier. I don't know if we need to make mass changes based on, you know, kind of an outlier game.
The only thing he could have done that would have been more obvious if he was like, Robert said that?
Is that what he said?
Who said that? Robert said that? With some silence afterwards.
Okay.
But I do love the, basically, that's one way to do it. The other way would be if he did his job.
Reminds me of in Avengers Infinity War, when Chris Pratt's Star-Lord was like, that's a great plan. Let me come up with a plan that doesn't suck.
Yeah, exactly. Joe Flacco's funny. Joe Flacco, yes, late career Joe Flacco, also probably better at quarterback than early career
Joe Flacco. Yeah, Sam the Eagle is finding a second life here.
Really crazy, man. But Joe Flacco, post-game, doing an interview on the field, I think it was Aditi Kinkwambala, talking to Joe Flacco, CBS.
I do have to tell you, Anthony Richardson told us that you were cooler than he thought he was.
Listen, he told me his mom is 8 days older than I am. So there's no chance in the world that he thinks I'm cool. So,
all right, what about your kids, though? What do you think they think of this one?
This is the first game they've come to this year, and dad's on the field. So I'll look up there for them, see if I can find them. I'm sure they'll have a bunch of critiques for me. That's about it.
Danny, you know from having kids that are roughly in the vicinity of his kids' ages, there's no way his kids, like, they're excited that their dad's in the NFL, I'm sure, but they're just going to wear him out. I mean, it's not like they are your biggest fan in the sense that they are, but they also can't wait to just tell you about the play you missed.
Right, so away, when you're not there, they'll brag about you to the classmates and friends on the playground. And one of my sons told his teacher, like, my dad's the most famous person in the world, which is not correct.
That's awesome.
Which is, it's wrong.
You're one of them.
No.
I've always said Taylor Swift, Danny Ruye.
Like just below, like, world leaders. Because
the big controversy last year when NBC kept showing you during all the NFL games and people were upset about it.
It was weird because, like, how'd they get a camera there, first of all? But second of all, like, that's wrong. But, like, but in my presence, it's nothing but joning. You know what I mean? But, like, those kinds of things come back to you. So, yeah, he's 100% right. When his kids are like, nice throw to Downs, Dad.
Burying the lead, though?
Yeah.
8 days older than the mother of the guy that he backs up on the depth chart, Anthony Richardson. I'm not sure the Colts won't be better with Joe Flacco, by the way.
Yeah, they're going to be some, like, Richardson needs to play to go through the growing pains.
For the other team to have success, I would agree with that.
Well, you drafted a guy that's raw, and you know who showed up was the guy that's raw, right? So the point is he needs to play, but that's kind of not where the team is right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think the Colts are decently well-built, so maybe you do the veteran Vic and let Sam the Eagle sling it.
I thought this story was funny. This is Bill O'Brien, Mr. O'Brien. We refer to him on this program as Mr. O'Brien.
Mr. O'Brien.
Telling a pretty good story about his time with the Patriots and backup quarterback Matt Castle interacting with Bill Belichick.
There's a lot of good coach stories. I can remember, like, the quarterback meetings when I first got there. So that was Matt Castle, who you know is one of the funniest human beings of all time. Up there with Matt Light, Rich Ohrenberger, like those three guys.
Outrageous.
These are very funny
They're
guys.
Funny guys.
As you know, Bill would come in later in the week, meet with the quarterbacks, and Bill would take his shoes off. And Bill, as you know, Bill didn't wear socks.
Yeah.
So and at that time, the quarterback meeting room was pretty small. And so I remember this one meeting, and Matt Castle was like, what is that smell? Like, what is that smell? And, like, nobody says anything, and we're all like, Matt Castle.
Didn't give a fuck.
He was the very funny guy who didn't care about making anyone uncomfortable. He loved making you. And so he was like, no, seriously, like, what is that? Bill, is that your feet? And Bill... I'll never forget this. Bill looked at him and goes, Castle, just shut the f- up. I was like, it was like my first year there. And I'm like, I cannot believe I'm witnessing this right now. But as time went on, you could believe it.
I just thought that was a great story.
That's good.
I mean, that's the thing players, coaches, they got to miss when they're out of it. Uh-huh. It's just the... What other environment is there? I guess we have a small sample of it in radio, you know, sitting here pre-show. Right. But this isn't a real work environment.
Like,
you know
no one, yeah, no one understand that. Like, one of the things I miss about my college teammates is the one guy I was right next to in terms of lockers had awful halitosis. Like, first thing in the morning, his breath was terrible. So we'd leave double mint gum on his stool, or we'd leave breath mints and all sorts of stuff over the years, like just to pick him up. Those little things you can't replace. You can't do that again in public life, or otherwise you have to go to HR. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff is irreplaceable.
That there is your audio vault, spinning you around some of the best NFL audio since the games this weekend.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.